transgendered students would not be allowed to use the school bathrooms of the gender they identify with. That's according to a proposal making its way through the Tennessee legislature, WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Henry Seaton is a senior at Beach High School in Hendersonville. As a transgendered student, he doesn't use the boys' bathroom or the girls'. Instead, to make his classmates comfortable, Seaton's been assigned the teacher's restroom.
Only being able to use one restroom in the school has proven to be really difficult for me. There are lots of times when I don't use the restroom and I go home with stomach aches and, like, dehydration.
Because of bullying and bias, transgender students say they have few options when it comes to restrooms. They argue a proposal that would assign them to the bathroom of their birth sex would just validate discrimination. On the other side, supporters of the proposal say letting transgender students use the restrooms will unsettle other kids. And it's not just the awkwardness of disrobing in front of trans students. What they say is to stop a mischievous teenage boy from claiming to be trans to get a peek at the girls' shower. Mount Juliet Republican Susan Lynn, the proposal sponsor, says that for years, separate bathrooms have worked just fine.
It's been understood boys use the boys' room, girls use the girls' room. That has been an honor system that people have simply obeyed.
Lawmakers say they have to balance the sensitivities of both sides, but it might be dollars and cents that decide the issue. Opponents of the bill warn that if it passes, it could trigger lawsuits, including from the federal government, which has threatened to withhold funding from schools that refuse to accommodate trans students. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.